Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did the Ouija board stir something up, or did playing with the Ouija board make her paranoid and scared?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yep, it is. And 855-853-4802, the phone number to call and share your real ghost stories with us. Of course, you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com, or if you'd like, and get access to all of our bonus episodes, advanced episodes. You can just binge and binge and binge away on them. Check out our premium channel on Apple Podcasts or Patreon.com/RealGhostStories or GhostPodcast.com. All ways to support the program and get access to all of the extras. Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's edition of the program. What's going on?
Well, this could be a public service announcement about Ouija boards.
Yes, we're not in Ouija Awareness Month, though, but I suppose we could warn the public anyhow.
Is Ouija Awareness Month May?
No, it's month? October.
October. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. No.
Of course.
Yep. It's where I wear a ribbon for it as well for Ouija Awareness Month. And people are like, well, what's that ribbon for? It's like Ouija Awareness. What is that? You know, they think it's like a disease.
What kind of cancer do you have? But I did a Grave Talks interview, and I don't think you and I talked about this, with this guy that has a Ouija board museum.
Oh, really?
In Salem, Massachusetts.
Wow.
And it was really an interesting episode. And he has, gosh, I don't remember. It was hundreds of Ouija boards. And a lot of them are not even there. They're at his house. And some of them are just Ouija boards that people wanted to get rid of because they feel they're bringing in bad energy. But I asked him, and I did mention this with Kathy, but I asked him, is it Ouija or Ouija? Because there's no E on the end of Ouija. Mm-hmm. And he said that Ouija is the verb. So it's a Ouija board. And when you are playing with a Ouija board, you are Ouija-ing.
So you're Ouija-ing with the Ouija board.
Is the verb.
That sounds almost wrong, you know?
It kind of sounds a little
nasty. What do you like to do in your spare time? I like to Ouija. I like to Ouija on a Ouija board. What is you doing?
No, you Ouija on a Ouija.
I like to Ouija. Jesus.
Because the Ouija board is the noun. Ouija is the verb. Yeah. And so then the rest of the interview, the whole time I'm talking, you know, I just say Ouija board.
Yeah.
I just default to that. And every time it would just come out of my mouth, I'm like, oh, shit, he probably thinks I'm an idiot. I ask the question and then I continue.
Because you keep saying it. I would say I would do the exact same thing. I would just give up and be like, whatever. I'm going to call it what I'm calling it. Here. Yeah. Well, now we the more you know on that one. Dun. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Let's go to a caller. Hi. Oh, stand by. Because I think there's something true crime playing over on this computer.
And I will do this really small.
All right. I'm going to start it again. Stop. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, there we go. Okay, let's hear your ghost story.
This is Jessica. I'm calling from Hampton, Virginia. I grew up in California, and I lived in this really small town called Dixon. And in the town, there was literally a railroad track that went through the town. And a friend of mine lived in this huge Victorian house that was actually turned into apartments. So anyways, a little backstory about the house. So it's right by the railroad tracks, and my friend that actually stayed there, her name was Diva, she told me the history of the house, and apparently it was a cat house back in the day, and which made sense because it was pretty centrally located. People got off the train and you know, went there, did their business, and got back on and left. She had, you know, a psychic come through and kind of, you know, find out some of the things that were going on in the house because she was experiencing some paranormal stuff. There had been deaths that had happened in the house. One guy had hung himself in the front parlor of the downstairs apartment. A little boy fell out of the second story apartment. And apparently there were like abortions that were done in the downstairs bathroom. Guy actually killed his wife and buried her under the house because they have an unfinished basement, actually. And all kinds of really creepy stuff. So, and actually her and her roommate had been attacked more than once by a male entity. So, so I knew about all this stuff prior. Well, the story that I'm going to tell you, this actually took place in Halloween. She had a Halloween party and, you know, she had a bunch of people there. And as the night was kind of progressing, I noticed this guy. And he looked, he wasn't really talking to anybody. And he looked a little out of place. And I noticed that his necklace was a pentagram. And I went up to my friend and I said, well, who's that? She said, I have no idea. She said, I've been trying to ask people who the hell this guy is, and nobody knows. I said, well, you know, it's your party. You should probably go and ask how the hell he got in, because this wasn't like an open house. You know, it was by invitation only. So apparently they had found out that he, I don't know who he came with, but he was like, I'm not going to say priest or whatever, but he was the head of the satanic cult in the town that we lived in. And I said, oh, well, that's great. You know, first off, I was thinking, well, where are the cats? Because, you know, she had a whole bunch of cats that lived with her, and I was, you know, huge animal lover. So, of course, I wanted to know where their location was, because if any animals came up missing, he was going to walk out with a severe limp, at least. So, but the animals were all fine and whatever. Well, it came time that we were going to start doing a party game. And, of course, party game of the night was to play with the Ouija board. Now, I had played with the Ouija board prior, and that was another story that I was going to tell you guys. And I, you know, got a little freaked out or whatever, but it was nothing that I couldn't handle. But something told me, you know, when she announced that, you know, what we were all going to be doing, something told me, don't get on the board with him, because I really didn't get a good vibe from this dude. They go to sit down and the guy's like, well, let me play. So, you know, they were like, okay. Well, we ended up pouring salt around the perimeter of where they were sitting at the table. And everybody just kind of filled in and watched and whatnot. The guy said, well, I'm going to conjure up a demon. I want to talk to this demon. He called him Nicodemus. I don't know if this is his real demon name, but that's the name he said. And he looked very serious about it. Let me just tell you, I've never seen that planchette move so damn fast in my life. I mean, it was spelling out stuff very quickly. I don't remember the whole conversation, but a lot of people were starting to get a little creeped out and starting to kind of back off a little bit. And when they finally took a break, I just said, you know what, just go ahead and, you know, somebody needs to take me home because I lived across town and I didn't drive yet. My friend, actually, Diva, she actually, I think it was her, she took me home, and I just said, you know what, just watch this guy because he's creepy. Anyways, I got home that night, and let me tell you, I just felt like I was being watched the entire time. Just felt real oppressive, like a heaviness on my chest as I went to bed that night. I had all kinds of nightmares, but that was the last time that I messed with the Ouija board because, you know, I mean, as a Christian now, I know that whatever spirit you think that you're trying to talk to on there, nine times out of ten is not a spirit, and it probably is a demon or some kind of negative spirit. They'll tell you anything you want to hear, because most of the time it's half truth. So that was that's the first story. The second story, this one's short. This was my first time I experienced a Ouija board. I actually went to Toys R Us. This was back when I was, I want to say about 14 or 15. It was the day before Christmas Eve. Not Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve. And with, I took some of my Christmas money and I went to Toys R Us. And I've always been a fan of horror movies and everything. So, you know, I'd seen movies with the Ouija board. And I said, well, you know, that's something I want to try out. I was going to be spending the next couple of nights with my friend. And so I told her I was getting it and that we could play with it and whatnot. And another one of her friends came over. The spirit or whatever the hell it was that we were talking to on there, at first it was pretty passive, but then eventually, I don't know how the conversation came about. The people that I used to hang out with, they were in gangs. And the spirit portrayed itself as a person from a rival gang. So anyways, so the girl, my friend's friend, she was, you know, talking back and forth with the spirit. I don't remember if we ended up saying goodbye or not, to kind of close it out. But later that night, and I stayed with my friend in her room. I slept in the bed with her. On the side that I was sleeping on, there was a window, and then there was like a bench. One side, there was like this huge teddy bear, but I just kept feeling like something was sitting there and watching me. And I couldn't go to sleep for the longest time. And I felt like I was being touched pretty inappropriately. I don't know. Eventually I went to sleep. Well, the next night we were having a party. It was New Year's Eve. And I was getting ready and I happened to feel something on my stomach and I pulled up my shirt. I had three perfect scratch marks going down my stomach. So I didn't say anything. I just kind of put my shirt down. And well, then about 20 minutes later, I went to go look in the mirror to check the scratches out again, and they were gone. I mean, completely gone. Like there was never scratches there to begin with. I went back a little bit later, looked at it again. They were back, and then later on, they were gone again. So I just thought that was kind of freaky. So, anyways, I hope you guys like my story. Thanks.
Thank you for sharing that experience with us. Thoughts on all that?
So that would be so weird if you're at a party and then it's like, oh, dang it, there's the head of the satanic cult in town.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you the last time that happened to me.
I mean, they're usually by the Taco Bells. It's just kind of usually there's a Taco Bell and the satanic cult's next door.
It made me laugh because she's like, where are the cats?
Yeah.
I will kick his ass.
I know. Yeah.
Myself if he messes with the cats, good for her. But I do think that sometimes, because I do this myself, I freak myself out. Mm-hmm. So like when we went to Dallas last week and we're staying in, I read haunted stories. That's what I have in my head. Mm-hmm. So I'm laying there. Now I didn't hear anything. But if I would have, it would have, of course, been everything would have been paranormal. Like I tend to freak myself out because, or sometimes I'll talk to somebody on an interview for the Grave Talks. Mm-hmm. Like I talked to this demonologist the other day.
Yeah.
And then the stories that he tells me get in my head. And then when I go to bed at night, I'm lying there thinking about the one thing I don't want to think about mm-hmm. is the horrible possession case that he dealt with.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, I live by myself. What if I was possessed? Would anybody know?
Exactly. What if?
I get to thinking about all that shit. So if you've got the head of the satanic cult group come to your party and he's like, whoa, in a way, you know, on the Ouija board, like moving so fast. And like, yeah, that's what you're going to think about. Or if you do play with the Ouija board and you go to bed at night, I guarantee you I'm going to lay in bed and feel like I'm watched.
Yeah.
Because I've got that in my head. Now, there's other people I think who are better about, maybe you are better about not having that stuff in your head.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. I just don't think about it. When I go to bed, I don't want to think about anything. I try to zone out and I watch The Office or something.
And here's my thing is, how do you do that? Because I go to bed at night. And then eventually you got to shut off the lights, and that's when it all pops in.
I turn the lights off, I turn the TV on, put the sleep timer on, and then I zone out to whatever is going on there. I don't do Dateline or anything like that anymore at night either. I just, things that intrigue me, I can't fall asleep to. I need something I've already heard or known 1,000 times over. Like some people will fall asleep to a movie they know or whatnot. Like I've seen The Office, I've seen Frasier, I've seen Cheers, I've seen Seinfeld, I've seen so many shows over and over and over that's just the repetition lets my mind kind of slip away. And that's what I do. If I was just sitting there in silence, my mind might go places.
And I'm not saying that she didn't have experiences.
Yeah.
Because she did say that she felt like she was touched in an inappropriate way.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that those things can get in your head.
Definitely.
And so it could have been, something they stirred up with a Ouija board. And it could have been, in my case, it would be me.
Treat paranoia. Yeah. Just your mind. Yeah.
Yeah. Because the other night, same thing. I'm lying in bed. And I finally shut off the light and I'm hearing stuff and I'm like, what is it? It's something outside. Mm-hmm. And what I really do think it was a tree brushing up against my window.
Yeah, probably.
But it sounds pretty creepy when you're lying in bed.
Well, I like to go to I got to whisper because there's one, Alexa and the Amazon device. And, you can ask it to play play rain sounds or something like that. I like to just request play inner city paranormal murder sounds. And then you get screams and gunshots. And then every once in a while, a little creaking and something of the floors. You get some shouting every now and then. It's great. I mean, it really helps you fall asleep. It's amazing what they can do these days.
It's a really great idea.
Yeah. It really
such
does.
A good idea.
It helps you. That's how I fall asleep. I fall asleep to that every night. And then it's good times. Very good times. That's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the podcast, be sure to become a supporter. Get access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, the whole archive of ghost stories going back more than 10 years now. It's the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories there for you at any of those places. So do check that out. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.